Every Wednesday night, you can find between 100 to 150 people watching a movie and eating a home-cooked meal at the Canvas Community Church. This week, it's Nacho Libre. Wendell tries to go as often as possible.
Yeah, it's vital. I think that what they represent here and what they're doing here is, if it was absent, if it wasn't here, I mean, there'd be a hole. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They depend on this.
Formerly homeless and now working full-time in construction, his attendance is not unusual. Pastor Carter Ferguson stresses that the dinner is not just for the homeless, but for everyone to come together and share a meal.
And it's just a church that really enjoys being around a variety of diverse people that really has no barriers that I can think of to people being involved of really any sort whatsoever, particularly and intentionally so people who are diverse in their and their sexual orientation, and their ethnicity, and in their socioeconomic stratification.
Several different churches and organizations volunteer to donate food, money, and time to get dinner on the table every week, with smaller meals being served Monday and Saturday as well. Justin Tumbleson runs the dinner event and says luckily there's always enough food to go around thanks to people's generosity.
I've never not had enough food. Most of the time, too much food.
Tumbleson says inviting people to come eat is less about the actual meal and more about the conversation and community surrounding it.
Here, you know, Henry comes to the line. I know that he doesn't want egg salad. You know, I know that Jan doesn't want sugar in her coffee. They love our food because I overspice everything. And then they get to watch a movie and, you know, just they have a home for about 4 hours. A home setting, I'll say, for about 4 hours. So.
Paul Atkins agrees. He originally came to the church to play music, but is now fully immersed as associate pastor.
The reason that I think that it's important for us to do this work is because it could be us. And it is us. I mean, these are our fellow human beings, our brothers and sisters, and every one of us is just a couple steps away from being homeless.
Wendell is sitting alongside the two pastors.
I think the important thing is to be open-minded and have compassion for people who are homeless. There's no set of rules that we can really apply to that.
Both those organizing and those attending say they hope the dinner increases awareness of the need for things beyond food and shelter. Dinner and a movie intends to provide community and a feeling of belonging.
I think that people come here because there's a level of comfort and familiarity. So people are looking for something that's going to take their mind off maybe their situation for a little while. Maybe give them some encouragement and some hope. I mean, that's what I get when I come here. You know, I leave here, I'm always empowered or charged, energized when I leave. And I'm full physically, spiritually. Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.